friends. Today is March 19th, and Wendell said he couldn't recognize his face earlier because he's having a stroke.
I don't know if my face is swollen. I don't recognize myself
today. We have the backlight on. Like,
what did you...
Light on, I mean open. The curtains are open.
Did you maybe get, like, an allergy?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's possible. Maybe my face is not... Is my face actually swollen?
I can't tell.
Yeah.
It seems normal.
Okay. It's probably fine.
Did you shave your beard a little bit?
Well, yeah, but I mean that...
That should be the opposite, I would think.
But... Yeah, that
doesn't... Nah, sometimes it, like, the shape can change.
Mm. That was like 2 days ago.
Beard, so.
Oh, that takes a long time. Anyway.
Oh, no, hang on. Before we go, let's not get started on the news stories until we hear an update. Because Ryan has two new additions to his family.
The update is little Crouton continues to meow nonstop around the clock. Nothing I do will change that. And they're now sleeping outside the bedroom, which infuriates little Crouton and accelerates the meowing. So I haven't been sleeping very well.
But Toast has been all right?
Toast is fine. When Crouton starts, Toast will sometimes chime in. But Toast has like a little sweet, girly meow. Whereas Crouton is just like this big, obnoxious, like klaxon sound.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
Never heard klaxon used to describe a cat. But cool.
Well, yeah, you should come over.
Ryan has two cats. Two kittens. Little baby kittens.
They're 3 months old.
I want them to be here, but he won't bring them here.
Can you imagine the mess that it would be to bring kittens here? You're welcome to come and visit them and give me a moment's peace.
You know who would love kittens?
Rue.
Rue would love kittens. She loves cats. Cats don't love her.
I'm angry at them at this point. Like, they're cute and everything and they're lovable, but the level of harassment has gone to the point where I kind of hate them right now.
You'll be like that for a little bit.
I'm hoping that that's like a, you know, because I would probably hate children too. Well, I know I hate children. But eventually, right? That gets better?
Well, yeah, like with Rue, Rue didn't really whine. She slept through the night most of the time. But like, I mean, she just, it took forever for her to be potty trained. And so it was always like coming home and then like, she would always pee somewhere you didn't expect.
Haven't had that problem. They do pee a lot though. They are super loving. I think the problem with little Crouton is that he has like a separation anxiety. But the thing is, he'll leave the room that I and the other cat are in and immediately start freaking out. Like, he chooses to leave the room.
But then he's like, I don't understand why they didn't come with me.
But then he starts screaming. Yeah, so I don't know. But it's not fun.
Tell us about your cat's chat. There's actually a thread for that on the forum. Post it. I like to look at everyone's
I do have pictures. Some adorable video of Toast attacking the feather wand and growling at it.
Aww.
Yeah. Toast is the better cat. Toast wants nothing more in the world than to just sit on me in some capacity and get into his little loaf position and go to sleep. Like, that's all he needs.
Aww, that's so cute.
Anyway, let's talk about government news and... Security, no, was it security or social media?
Oh, there's a Facebook icon.
No. This is security, yes. I've already forgotten. But
sleep deprivation will do that to you.
The first story is good news if you are in the job market in this industry, because it's about to get grossly inflated thanks to some tax dollars.
Thanks, Kamala Harris. She's introduced a bill to spend millions to have local governments spend it on tech support. Now, the bill specifically earmarks labor. So 80%. 80% of the money that you might get as a local government's got to go to labor. So this is really good for the job market. It means that local governments are probably going to be hiring. And let me tell you, their stuff is on fire. Like, pants on head, dumb stuff. You will
and
find.
They have no idea.
And they have no idea.
Get that fat benefit package. Real tough to fire you.
Pants on head dumb. Seriously.
But you have to work for the government. So there's that, you know, self-sacrifice, self-worth issue.
You can work for some of the, like, the side agencies, like the PVA or something like that. They're perhaps less evil than some of the other divisions.
Nah, you're still on the Death Star.
I was just a janitor. Why did I have to die?
Remember Vermont? Is Vermont live free or die?
Yeah.
Is that New Hampshire?
That's, no.
No. Oh. No. I don't actually know now.
Now you've cast doubt in my mind.
But all of those New England states were very big opponents of the strike down of net neutrality, and they vowed to pick up the sword themselves that the federal government had dropped and fight that beast. And now, maybe not.
ISPs strike a deal with Vermont to suspend the state net neutrality law. So this article gives you some details about what Vermont is working on. ISPs can certify, maybe self-certify. Some of this depends on consumer complaints. Like, I read the headline, and the torches and pitchforks were at the ready. The torch was lit, and I read the article, and it's like, this doesn't seem that bad.
Well, so this was the rule that if you were going to do business with the government, you had to apply the same net neutral rules to everybody else you did business with or not do business with the government. And they're just not going to do that. They hope that the net neutrality rule is reinstated.
Yeah.
So they're saying, like, okay, we expect this to work out. But the ISPs clearly don't think or want that, right?
No.
So they're negotiating, fully expecting this not to work.
This is going to be like our AT&T prediction, which we already predicted a while ago.
Do you remember Edward Snowden?
No, I've completely forgotten about Edward Snowden.
So has everyone else. So much that there's no clicks to be gotten from Edward Snowden anymore. So what do?
You shut it down. The Intercept shuts down access to the Snowden Trove. Now, of course, Laura Poitras and Glenn Greenwald have a problem with this because they're the journalists on this. I really think that they could have handled it a little better. Like, I think they could have brought them aside and said, hey, we're looking to shut down this newspaper's access to this. Why don't you guys try to find an academic partner while we wind this thing down? Instead, it was pretty abrupt.
It's so disappointing because The Intercept has such a satisfying layout. They do so good on design.
You're going to have to read it in a much worse design. But yeah, I think probably somebody on the inside was like, oh, we've gotten all of the big nuggets out of this. All that's left is flake, and I don't want to put my workforce toward that. So let's wrap this up. Let's get something in here that's going to get me some clicks.
It's still
delicious clicks.
It's still big news. I mean, a lot of people, there's still the situation where people were like, until the leaks, they were like, oh, that's tinfoil hat nonsense. They wouldn't do that. And then after the leaks, they were like, well, we've known all along. And it's like, you can't be both. Stop being both. This is a terrible, terrible.
Like, U.S. government leaks are so last 5 years.
Yeah.
Give me some Russian stuff. What do you got on China? That's what I need.
I need to blame it on external forces.
That's what people are thirsty for these days.
At this point, the only thing that would be scandal would be that China, the U.S., and Russia are actually very, very, on very good terms, and they're just making up this strife to get more control of their own populace.
I like this fan fiction.
Oceania has always been at war with Eurasia. Yeah. Well, one thing they'll do to you in China is they will scan your face everywhere. And now there's more of that. Oh, wait. That's not China.
The U.S. government will be scanning your face at the 20 top airports, documents show. Yeah, the U.S. is a little late to the party here. This is already happening abroad. If nothing else, they do this thermal camera screening thing for disease and stuff, but this is not really, I mean, Europe's even been doing this. There are several European airports that do this. Not that I think it's good, but the U.S. is a little late to the party here.
And of course, they're saying that we deserve it because it makes things faster. It's good for the consumers and it's good for security. Why wouldn't we do it?
It's not, though.
And they don't bring up the whole privacy thing. They also say that they're going to delete the pictures.
No, they're not.
Like 20-some hours after.
Just don't even lie to me. Why are you lying?
Yeah, that's, of course, that is not going to happen.
In fact, they're probably going to go into a database like this one.
Probably this exact database.
The Michigan State Police has a database that contains millions of photos of Michigan residents.
Soviet Michigan.
Not your driver's license, but like all of your stuff from social media as well. The Michigan State Police have put together this amazing database of like all kinds of stuff that you've put on the internet.
Soviet Michigan might be the title. I might just be a little loopy, but I thought that was really funny. So yeah.
That's what my friends call it. They live up there.
Some of these pictures came from like social media.
Yeah.
So you didn't commit any crime or you're not even interacting with the police in any way, but
you're in there so that it's easier to find in case you do commit a crime.
Right, exactly. So they're doing the Facebook thing where they're building your secret shadow profile.
Yeah.
But it's the state police. The good thing is With a police database, you can guarantee with 100% certainty that no one would ever abuse that for any reason.
No.
And certainly not for some weird, like, you know, personal thing. Because cops are above that. When they do the hiring thing, they do that psychological examination that guarantees that these are some of the best people in the world.
He says, as he clicks to the Washington Post, police officer allegedly used sensitive database for a personal dating service. The article then goes on to pretty much remove any doubt about that whole allegedly thing.
But, I mean, how else are you supposed to meet women in your hot singles in your area if you're not looking through the list of felons?
It's literally, you think it's like, oh, it's just, you know, no, hundreds of women. Hundreds. It took five detectives weeks to interview hundreds of women.
And here's the thing, like, you think that's bad, right? But it gets worse.
Yeah.
Because he targeted women who were South American and who he had a pretty good idea didn't speak very good English. And so you expect that they had no idea that
what was happening.
He should not be doing this. And he was actually fairly successful, apparently. Like, he would target these women. Now, how they caught him was not like some, you know, police thing where, like, wait a minute, let's audit who's hitting this database. No, there was one young girl that still lived with her parents.
Oh, no.
He stalked her home from a gas station, looked her up, and then went to the door. And her parents weren't, like, fresh off the boat like he expected. They were fairly well-versed in American law. And they were like, no, I don't think so. You need to leave. And they called a supervisor. And that's when the whole thing unraveled.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like, so if you think there's any kind of controls on that database that we mentioned two articles ago, you would be wrong.
The other thing, the other crazy thing about that article, they're still looking, but so far, he didn't break any laws.
Yeah.
He lost his job, but there's nothing criminal that he did.
Yeah. They're investigating, but yeah. No.
Which basically they're saying, no, we can do that.
Yeah.
So.
Ah.
Maybe
a police officer will show up at your door.
Well, here's a pro hot girl tip. Now, I don't usually give these, but this might be the only one ever. When you're going to go to the airport, don't put on makeup. So that way, when your face goes into the facial recognition database, the police stalkers will just pass on by. They'll swipe left.
Do people wear makeup to the airport?
Oh, I guarantee
you. Yeah.
I guess some people do. I mean, I could see that if you're, like, traveling for business, but, like...
No. Well, that's how you can tell the savvy travelers from the not savvy travelers, is because, like, the savvy travelers will be, like, in pajamas and, like, the most comfortable stuff ever.
A tracksuit.
Yeah.
Look like shit.
Yeah.
Usually, I just wear, like, you know, leggings and, like, a loose top, because it's like, I'm going to be cramped in a little metal tube for hours. Why would I want to be all bundled up in, like, jeans and stuff?
Yeah, if it wouldn't be weird that I would just, you know, like, wear a potato sack. It was going to be 12 hours of misery.
But sir, with potatoes still in there, so you can snack while you're on the plane.
Just pull one out. Start peeling it.
Well, the voting issue in America, it's always, we always say that there's fraud. There probably always is.
Probably.
And, you know, we've had we had the hanging Chad, and then we had the electronic machines.
Chad, I forgot.
Every year at DEF CON, they break those machines 8 million different ways, and there's lawsuits. So maybe this is the answer.
DARPA is building a $10 million open source secure voting system. That headline's misleading. DARPA is going to provide $10 million to developers to develop an open source secure voting system, which I think is way better than DARPA building it.
Here is the problem, though. DARPA will not market this machine.
No.
All they're going to do with this is offer it to the existing companies like Diebold. Is it Diebold or Diebold?
I've heard Diebold mostly.
Diebold, and do you think there is any chance in hell Diebold will be like, sure, we'll use your system instead of ours?
Diebold, the company that used Microsoft Access to securely store voter records.
I don't think so. And I don't think they're stupid. I think they're corrupt. So they don't want open source software.
No.
That's the last thing they want.
Yes.
We're going to waste $10 million on this, and everybody's going to be like, oh, I don't think so.
We're going to have a solution that works fine in academic settings that no one ever actually implements in practice.
The interesting thing about it is, they didn't try to do it purely electronically. They're actually going to do it as two machines. One that, like, you know, records the vote and then actually prints something out. But the thing it prints is human readable rather than a barcode. So then you look at your sheet and you're like, yes, these are the votes that I've cast. And you go and you hand it to whoever who scans it, like those old school...
Scantron?
Pencil. Yeah, the Scantron things. And that's your votes.
Neat.
Then I guess they give you a receipt or something. You can go online and make sure that your votes.
You would need a receipt. Well, see, you got to be careful that you don't accidentally create a situation where somebody can buy votes either.
That, I was just about to say that. That receipt is going to be super valuable because you go to your local, especially in local races, you head down to the bar and you hand it off to, you know, Philly Joe. And he's like, oh, yeah,
here's your Philly Joe.
Yeah, here's your $50 or, you know, $50 worth of stripper money. Enjoy yourself.
Tokens? Do they do tokens? They don't do cash anymore.
You have to convert your, I don't know if they all do this, but you convert your money into stripper money, which cannot be converted back. So you buy it. It's like DLC or microtransactions.
Well, those like tokens like from Chuck E. Cheese.
Exactly like that, except you can't exchange it for prizes. Only sex acts.
I don't think that's how stripping works. At least it's not supposed to.
Arizona. Oh, you're so naive, Krista. Arizona is the land of self-driving cars. I can't think of anything else that it's famous for.
No.
It's hot there.
There's trails.
Yeah, there's a lot of desert.
Yeah.
Which is beneficial for trails.
Buried pirate gold.
But maybe they're going to be famous for something more now.
We're going to go after big tech if necessary because DC is doing nothing, and the Arizona Attorney General says. So I read this expecting like a coherent, cogent argument from the Arizona Attorney General. Instead, I got the ramblings of a madman.
Yeah, there must be some sort of, what was his position? There's got to be a race coming up. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Because everything in there just reeks of like, fear-mongering and like not actually understanding that there's a problem. Or maybe he does understand that there's a problem, but is just completely ineffective about how to deal with it.
But he's going to do something.
And that's all that matters.
Exactly what that is.
Someone hears about it.
I don't know, but he's going to do something. And you got to wonder on a, like, if you're just one state doing it, you're just going to depopulate all the technology from your state.
Yeah.
And in the land of self-driving cars, that's a bad move.
Seems like it.
Because if I can't have a nice internet connection and a smartphone in the self-driving car, what am I going to do?
The industrial lobbyists show up and they're like, but sir, we were poised to be the nation's leader in self-driving car technology. And he's like, oh, crap.
They show him the incredible summer home and yacht that the guys from Vermont got. And I'm like, don't you want this? I mean, a yacht might not be super useful here.
He just has it parked in the desert, just on the sand.
We could get
any
you
day now.
How about a nice dune buggy? EU. One thing the EU loves to do is find giant tech companies. You look at like top EU pastimes. Finding tech companies is number three.
The Arizona Attorney General could learn something. The EU is expected to hit Google with another massive antitrust fine. This is over something Google has already corrected, but they're only just getting to fining them, I guess?
They love fines so much. They're going through the back catalog, the deep cuts.
This was to do with, like, if you used Google's search to, like, embed a search on your site, you had to use Google to run ads in that search. And some people, I guess, wanted to embed Google's search on their site and use third-party ads. Which Google doesn't require you to do in the terms of its contract anymore, but the EU is like, well, it was like that for a decade. We're only just now getting to fine them for that. And it's like, okay.
But that wouldn't be under the new GDPR stuff. So
no.
It seems like the fine couldn't be that huge.
I wouldn't think so. I'm not sure why that was
news.
Was
nickel and diming amount of money for the heck of it? I don't.
It was like $3 billion and then $5 billion. This one's supposed to be on, the article implies that this fine is going to be on that order of a few billion dollars, but
that's quite a bit of money.
I'm not even sure, like, if you elect to use Google search engine and the terms of it are that the search results for your webpage can run ads, it seems like that's fine. Like, don't use Google's embedded search on your webpage if you don't like those terms. No one is putting a gun to your head and saying, if you want search on your webpage, you have to use Google search engine.
I have to use Google search, though.
That is evil capitalism talk. It's not acceptable in Europe. It's not how it works.
Maybe I don't understand the situation as... Maybe it's not as cut and dried as that. Well, engagement challenge.
The other thing that the EU doesn't like is consumers controlling the products that they buy. And they're going to take a pretty drastic step toward limiting that control.
Techies fear that the EU directive to stop RF device tinkering will do more harm than good. And so what they're talking about is radios, like wireless transmitter receivers, where you can tinker with software. So like the most mundane example is the wireless router in your house. It's got software on it. You can change what frequencies it uses a little bit because the EU rules are a little different than the US rules are a little different than New Zealand and Australia. And depending on, like, they make the same hardware for all the different regions on Earth. And depending on what software is loaded on it, it's how it behaves for that area. Well, some people figured out that you could fly, if you're in Europe, you could flash your Wi-Fi for like New Zealand. And because most people don't do that, you'll have a much better Wi-Fi experience because your thing's using frequencies it's not supposed to.
On the not so mundane end of that spectrum, smartphones and every Internet of Things device.
Yeah.
So they're saying that the rule is if it has not been tested in your area the way that you're going to use it, then it's illegal to do that.
Yeah.
So who is testing open source router configurations in the government? Nobody. So there's not going to be like a precedent. So then it would be the OpenWRT stuff, can't do it.
Yeah, and because there's not a separation of like the radio firmware from like the rest of the firmware of the system, the whole system ends up having to be locked down, which is problematic and unacceptable in my opinion. So if you're in Europe, you should fight against this because it's terrible.
Is this an unskippable
newsletter sign up?
Do you see it?
Just put in admin at whatever URL this is.
Look, it says the first two words are Elon Musk. This is obviously Elon Musk's fault.
Somehow, yeah.
Hashtag well, level one news. You can still read the top thing.
Can you?
This is, yeah, this, well, some of us can.
Listen, I got sun in my eyes.
Portland, Oregon City Council and Mayor oppose the FCC on 5G. So there's a study where these rats with like 2 and 3G were getting cancer. And this one study was like, maybe that's not good. Now, 4G doesn't use, it uses the same frequency, but in a different way. And 5G is going to be more of the same. And so it's like, well, maybe we should look at not doing this. But how is that different than the pre-existing 4G?
But here's the thing about it. The reason we only know about 2 and 3G is because these things take forever to complete. Because the cancer study, you have to really follow some strict rules and, you know, control and double blind and all that stuff. And then you have to monitor for a long time what's going on. You can do generations of rats. So they admitted that by the time a 5G study would be completed, we would probably be right around 7G if we keep the naming convention. So do we just not use it?
It's not ionizing radiation, and yet this study says cancer.
I don't know if the...
It's a correlation, but maybe it's not causation.
I haven't read the rat study, but it does... And maybe they're right. Maybe it's going to kill us all. But do we just... I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going to kill
like
us all.
That sounds like a problem for future, Krista.
Well, there was one study where the cancer rates of people that sleep on a mattress that have a metal frame is measurably higher than the cancer rates of people that sleep on a mattress that does not have a metal frame. So, like, certain cultures don't have metal frame mattresses. Like generally in Asia, they don't, that's not a thing. Like inner spring mattresses is not a thing. And the current working theory is that metal frame mattresses absorb radio frequency radiation and re-emit it into sleeping people. And that's what's raising the rates of cancer slightly. There's a correlation. Don't know if it's cause.
You know what?
That's why you want a foam mattress.
You know what? I just give me my mattress.
It was only slightly higher in rates of cancer, so it's probably fine.
Foam mattresses are so much nicer, though.
I mean, if you look at the history of planet Earth, like, we've got, I mean, we're doing okay. Like, some of those people that survived the Chernobyl thing, they're doing better than expected. Some of them not so much.
I don't think you're supporting your argument.
No.
Did you see the thing where Bill Gates tweeted out some graphs about modern quality of life in terms of, you know, poverty and disease, and it showed that we've never been in a better place. And the liberals were super pissed at that. They're like, no, it's terrible. Orange Man has destroyed it. How dare you show me numbers otherwise?
We have to go back to eating rabbit with lead pellets in it. Come on.
China. We talked about China's facial recognition before, jokingly, but It's real. They love it.
You will soon be able to pay your subway fare with your face in China. This is going to end badly because somebody's going to hold up a picture of like their brother, and like, then it's like their brother's going to get like a subway bill, and it's like, what happened?
Well, the brother would have also had to sign up and submit his picture.
Yeah.
So what happens if there's a collision?
It's like, why am I being billed for this chicken bacon ranch sandwich? I don't understand.
You think they serve those on the subway? Oh, I get it. They should do a crossover.
I don't think that guy's around anymore.
No, he's not.
Who?
Jared.
Oh, well, they still have the chicken bacon ranch, though, don't they?
They do.
Oh, they do. I don't know.
You think that was his? Like he developed it?
No, his was the chicken teriyaki.
Why do you remember that?
The chicken bacon ranch is...
Did they retire the chicken teriyaki because of the child molestation?
No.
That'd be hilarious. So, like, this whole sandwich has been tainted. You can't sell it.
It was discussed, but ultimately it was fine.
I've heard it said, I don't know if this is true, that everything's hotter under the water. And that everything's better down where it's wetter. But it's a battleground. That's the thing. You don't know. There's a war going on under the sea.
America's undersea battle with China for control of the global internet grid. Chinese company Huawei is embedding itself into the cable systems that ferry nearly all of the world's internet data.
All they're doing is putting China number one.
Yeah. So we've got a couple of stories about this. There have been new developments in the whole Huawei thing. But yeah, it turns out that Huawei actually, in addition to developing communications equipment, also has vested interest in some of the infrastructure as well.
But here's the thing. This is kind of like the Iran's not allowed to have nukes argument. Because the ones that aren't controlled by Huawei technology are basically controlled by American and Japanese technology.
Yeah.
So if we can't trust Huawei, can we trust whoever's doing it in the U.S.?
Well, we can obviously trust ourselves, but clearly. Japan? I don't know. Well, I guess since Japan depends on us for their military, maybe they're okay.
But that, I mean, you're identifying with the government. And the problem is, the government doesn't identify with you.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a problem.
They don't consider you in.
Meanwhile, all of the Eurozone countries are watching this whole situation with bated breath. There's been a new development there.
Yeah. So the U.S. is real pissed at Huawei. No question, right? But other countries, they seem to be saying, okay, all right. The evidence? Do you have some evidence against Huawei? And the U.S. like holds its breath and blows its cheeks out and it's like stomps on the floor. But now it's gone further and it's making threats.
The U.S. has told Germany to stop using Huawei equipment or lose some intelligence access. Yes, a letter sent from the U.S. ambassador to Germany says that they're going to lose access to certain intelligence data unless they stop using Huawei for their 5G network rollout stuff.
Remember when we were routing all of our calls through Germany because it was legal for them to spy on them?
Yeah.
And they were routing all their calls through us because it was legal for us to spy on them? You think that's going to go away because of this?
It is a little bit ironic, don't you think? Because, like, that's a documented thing. Like, it's like, haha, those bozos are joking about it. But it's like, no, as part of the whole Five Eyes thing, like an end run around local laws is that they'll route local communications internationally unnecessarily. That's a thing that is documented to have happened. And in that whole, like, shenanigans, it's like, well, it's okay when we do it, but it's not okay when Huawei does it.
But the point is,
that's exactly the logic.
I don't think they're willing to give that up.
Yeah.
It hurt itself in its own confusion, right? I mean,
what if Huawei was just like, hey guys, can we be part of the Five Eyes? Would we even be having this conversation?
I don't think they're invited. I don't think the Chinese government would allow it, which does speak to how embedded they are with the Chinese government. But then again, you know, it's like that on both sides of the fence.
I mean, it's just to be clear, it's like I'm not advocating that we should, you know, ignore it. I think that we should know everything there is to know about the ways that the devices have been compromised. But to say that we're not above doing that, like we of the Five Eyes nations, you guys watching your own governments, I think that everybody's government is guilty of this to some extent. That's what makes it funny.
The EU, a lot of the EU commenters don't like it when we include their government. They're like, no, our government is pure.
But, that's like, maybe better than the U.S. in some regards, but not pure.
What about Germany? Because Germany's participated in that. It's like literally Germany has to know that receiving communications that could have traveled purely domestically from Americans. Germany has to know. They're in on it. They know.
How dare you?
Speaking of Germany, I saw a lady who looked like Merkel outside of the Goodwill today.
Really? I bet it's her in disguise.
It's probably her, yeah.
She's spying.
Dropping some donations off.
Now, if you'd said Theresa May, I would have agreed with that, because things are getting real dicey with the whole Brexit thing, and it's like she's hanging out at a Goodwill, you know, looking at some used wool shawls. Yeah, I mean, it's like, I believe that.
It's time to take up the mountain life.
I mean, you know, weren't there some people, like, there was that whole World War II thing, and then some of those Germans moved to, like, South America. I mean, it's, you know, Theresa May could move here.
Eastern Kentucky.
Low profile, nobody would recognize her.
That's true. That'd be very, like, very if she went somewhere really country, they'd be like, you talk funny. And they would have no idea. Now, speaking of...
She'd be the hit of the holler, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody would be inviting her over for soup beans and biscuits and gravy.
We made some tea, too, but they, like, dump sugar in it. Yeah. They really don't know.
Just be some Lipton's with, like, half a bucket of sugar.
But they want to be polite. You know? We're polite people.
She'd have to choke it down because she can't risk any, you know, fluctuations.
I'm just imagining the fascination. Like, I'm watching her, like, in my mind, I've got a picture of, like, some country grandma's cooking, and like she's watching as the meal's prepared, because she's got, you know, a little bit of distrust, because it's like, do they know? And she's watching and she's like, wait a minute, you guys are making green beans with bacon grease?
Watches the granny pull the jar off the top of the stove. She's like, what the hell is she putting in my food?
She's in her journal, like, day 75. I've eaten squirrel gravy. They suspect nothing. Speaking of EU countries with rose-colored glasses, Switzerland thought that they were going to come up with a good open source, actually it's not completely open source, voting system.
We talked about that a couple episodes ago. It was like the Swiss are going to let anybody check their voting system.
They didn't actually do that. Someone leaked it. And when they did leak it, security researchers were quick to look at it. And what they found was not good news.
Researchers find a critical backdoor in a Swiss online voting system. Even before, like,
surprising no one.
I had not read past the headline and I said, the voting organization is going to backpedal on how severe this is. And sure enough, they were like, well, this assumes that the voting people's IT staff would backdoor the voting system. And we don't think that's very realistic. And it's like,
really? Because that seems very realistic. And they're being bribed.
Yeah, his response was, no, my point was, you are the risk factor here. You are the ones who could change the election. So what he found was that at some later step, after votes had been cast, the internal team could simply change them and it would be undetectable. He even made the comment, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, if I were going to design a voting system to hide the fact that I wanted to change the results afterwards, I would have designed it like this.
You know what they need? Blockchain.
We should, I don't know if this guy's got a tweet in here.
AI, AI and a blockchain.
Ah, they didn't embed his tweet. I was going to say who the guy was. But you guys can read the one tab here.
It's so bad. It's really bad.
It's I don't think they're going to...
Do you think it's as bad as the Access thing that Diebold did? Because I don't think it's that bad. But it's pretty bad.
I think it's... Diebold didn't expect anybody to ever get to look under the hood. Whereas the Swiss knew that they would. So they just brilliantly made this, you know, cobweb under there.
I don't think you can change those votes. It's an encrypted MDB.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's not how that works.
Bad news. And Russia is having their own problems with encryption.
Russia has blocked the encrypted email provider ProtonMail, but they're doing it in kind of a backwards way. You can get to the web GUI, but the servers won't send or receive email. ProtonMail said that they've got a workaround in place at this point, but people inside of Russia were unable to email ProtonMail users, even though the ProtonMail users could still access the website. So it seems like it was done very carefully. And it was not a DNS black hole, it was a BGP black hole, which is surprisingly more... It's not more challenging to do, but it's good that Putin realizes that to have an effective block, he's going to... Good, I don't know, but it's...
Well, you know, it's government usually isn't that savvy technology. Yeah. He's surrounding himself with smart people, at least. But I don't think they're making any secret about it. It's not like Russia saying, no, we didn't do this.
It's like, no, we did it.
Yeah. It's like China.
Totally
like yeah, China's like, no, this is not allowed behind the Great Firewall. Okay.
Yeah. Not only are we not denying it, but never ask that question again, is basically what Putin is saying about this. Meanwhile, in India, they're doing their own blocking.
They're blocking Reddit. Reddit has been blocked in multiple ISPs and mobile data connections. Nobody's saying anything about why.
Can we take a moment to discuss the stock image here?
Yeah, it's...
Is this an alien with
a... It looks like an alien.
Is that supposed to, like, represent the little Reddit icon?
The Reddit alien?
I have so many questions.
Oh, yeah, isn't... I guess that's an alien.
I thought
that
he was more of a robot, but...
It's an alien.
Is it an alien?
I don't know what Medianama is. I guess it's like an Indian website.
So if you're in India and you can't get to Reddit, our condolences.
But
oh,
yeah.
You're gonna kill time now.
They've also been blocking some VPNs and stuff like that, so...
But why? The Great Firewall of India? What's going on?
I guess. I don't know. And here's a sensitive topic. But I think if we can divorce ourselves a little bit from the shock of it and talk about the terrible, terrible way that the New Zealand government is responding to the whole Streisand thing of trying to disappear things from the internet.
This is weird. This is a Facebook link. Like, we've never used Facebook as a thing.
Well, this is straight from...
Yeah. The NZ police would like to remind the public that it is an offense to share objectionable publication, which includes a horrific video from yesterday's attack. If you see this video, report it immediately. So it's like, don't share, don't talk about it. But that's from the NZ police.
10 years of imprisonment, they're saying. 10 years.
Is that the video of the shooting?
The video of the shooting, yes.
Isn't that like what you get in China for the whole Tiananmen Square thing?
It's probably worse. So yeah, they're actually saying, not only can you not possess it, that is a crime, but dealing it, and they use the word dealer, is much worse.
Let's redefine what that word means for our needs.
So, a dealer can get 14 years
wow.
for distributing it.
Oh, of course. So, if you post a link, that makes you a distributor.
Right, exactly, yes. And if it's on your hosting, forget about it.
Yeah. It's like the Chinese tour guide. It's like, you know, going on a tour of Tiananmen Square, and it's like, now, our history books say that absolutely nothing happened here, but we hear your history books say something different.
That's all they can say.
Right. So, you know, a lot of people I've heard bring up, I mean, of course this is a terrible act, and watching it is unpleasant, obviously. But a lot of people compared it to, like, should we have never watched the Kennedy assassination?
Or Tiananmen Square, or... You
know, or Challenger. Should we not watch all these things?
Well, Challenger, I mean, that reshaped a lot of kids. Like, a lot of kids were watching that live when that happened. I think I might have been watching that live when that happened.
Facebook doesn't have... The one thing that Facebook could do better would probably just have better content controls, because, like, that stuff will just pop up in your feed. It doesn't blur it or anything or tell you, hey, this is probably going to be graphic. So if someone shares it, it's like, it's just there.
Well, Facebook had their own issues with it, which we'll talk about in the social section. Yeah. But here is a even crazier version of the New Zealand idea of how they're going to control this. Now, Kiwi Farms, you ever heard of it? I've never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
No.
Kiwi Farms is apparently kind of like a 4chan type site.
See, I would have thought that they were, like, you know, making kiwis. But
well, you would think they might be related to New Zealand, right? Which is what the New Zealand police thought. So they sent this letter to the guy that runs the site and told him that, yeah, that's the kind the of dog, website yeah. we're on here. Yeah. Told him that he had to preserve email addresses and IP addresses from anybody who even mentioned this on that website, and they would be collecting them.
That's not horrifying at all.
His response I won't read because we will be immediately demonetized, but it's very funny if you just read the last line, actually. It's really hilarious.
I can't see it from here, so I'm going to have to look at it later.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
But it just goes to show you, New Zealand was like, you know, scorch the earth.
Yeah.
We must get rid of this everywhere. And they're actually reaching outside of their country.
There are probably people sitting in the New Zealand government right now that are saying, man, if we only had some technology like China, we could have stopped this from being a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
You think US and China are like frantically trying to put in bids with New Zealand for like better spyware?
I mean, that's the really horrifying thing is that there's no like... How do we as a society do not realize that we are literally building the prison in which we will be forced to live?
But I also don't understand what the goal of that is. Like, why would we want to erase this from people's memory? Especially if you're an overreaching government, isn't this a catalyst to get whatever you want? Like, they're already banning guns, I think.
Or is it just one of those events where it's like, just wait for the event to occur and then seize upon it to gather more power?
I guess, but don't you need that to be in everybody's mind in order to grab that power?
Well, I mean, the non sequitur people won't realize because of the tragedy. They'll be like, okay, if you think that, you know, moving some trout to live in trees or sheep's bladders can be used to prevent earthquakes, then, you know, let's get some sheep bladders and figure it out.
Maybe they're playing the long con where, you know, 20 tragedies down the road, they just start making them up and say, no, we're not going to let you see this because it's too traumatic. But take our word for it.
Good news, we've prevented it from being on the internet.
It's like the, you know, the whole Alex Jones things where the school shootings don't actually happen. But we just tell you that they do. And we keep running the narrative. Well, that's been government news. Hate to end on a sour note. Now let's talk about security, which is nothing but sour notes. And the first thing is facial recognition. Now, we talked about the airports, talked about the subways, China. Everybody wants it, but how good is it?
Samsung Galaxy S10 facial recognition fooled by the video of a smartphone owner. There's a reason why Samsung tells users to avoid using facial recognition screen locking of the Galaxy S10 smartphones. So yeah, it's just a picture. Just totally just a picture.
A video. Had to be video.
Yeah, Lou from Unbox Therapy did this. I met him a long time ago.
They did have another guy had gotten it working kind of with pictures, but it wasn't consistent. He couldn't do it every time. But with a video,
every time.
Works every time.
Well, I just notices those little micro movements. It's like, oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. It's real. It's not real. You got to have the 3D scanner or whatever.
That does speak to the nice high-resolution screen, though, right? Because the video is good enough that it tricks. Yeah. That's what you should. If you're a marketer, you're like, all right, let's seize on the good part of this. The video is so good.
People can do a good job.
Oh. The Aquaman movie, I've not seen it yet. Have you?
No.
I have.
Oh, you went and saw it?
Yeah.
You saw it in theaters? Did you like it?
He gets dragged to all the Marvel movies.
Yeah. It was not as terrible as I expected. So that was a delightful surprise.
Well, was Triton part of that? Is he in that world?
No.
I'd use that segue before I thought about it. I guess he's the king, right?
Triton was, you know, there's been a lot of Little Mermaid, but Triton was Ariel's dad.
But he was the king of the merfolk, but I guess Aquaman is king in that world?
Yeah, well, it was like, you know, is he legit or is he illegit? I mean, that seemed to be a plot point of the movie.
Maybe Triton will someday come back and claim his crown.
Maybe, I don't know.
But right now, he's busy infecting high-level systems.
I kind of got that part of the movie mixed up with the Moana movie, where it was like the crab with the goldfish hook, and so it's just blurred together in my mind. Yeah, that thing.
I'm running it stuck in my head now. Anyway.
What kind of malware did they use in Moana? Did they use Stuxnet in Moana?
Yeah, it was really bad.
He charmed her. He's like, hey, thanks, you're welcome. And he like takes her boat.
Did he use any fishing links?
Yes. Yes, he did. It was a fish hook. That was the whole thing.
Yeah, that was his
fishing links.
Triton is the world's most murderous malware, and it's spreading. So Triton is like a more first-class version of like Stuxnet, and so that's what we were talking about. And this malware is not malware designed to infect your computers. It is designed to infect the computerized control systems in an industrial setting, which are actually pretty hardened against this kind of attack, which makes it really insidious. So think like an elevator control system. It's like, you know, you get on the elevator, the doors have to close, and there's a certain sequence of events. Well, it's a computer that's running that. Now imagine an elevator controlled by terrorists.
But more importantly, Stuxnet controlled some of, like, the microcontrollers, and that seemed pretty bad. Because they could trick it and think that things were okay when they weren't. This is specifically the safety systems, the last defense. So in the elevator analogy, this would be the brakes that stop the free fall. And it reports back that everything is fine, when in fact, nothing
is. Things are not fine.
Right, yeah.
Everything is not fine.
And so the safety systems don't give you the warning. They just simply don't work.
Imagine a hideously evil Siri that is having you just drive off a cliff. It's like, Siri, are you sure the speed limit on this road is 60 miles an hour and it doesn't dead end suddenly? Yes, everything is fine. Please accelerate.
But there's a ton of stories of people just blindly following the GPS into a lake.
Yeah.
So...
turn right now. All right.
Not that hard to believe. They're not sure who did this. Of course, Iran, their name came up, as did Russia.
Probably state-sponsored, yeah.
Which it's always the case. And
we need dumber computers.
I think, was it Saudi Arabia where they found it? But they're saying that we should expect it in the US anytime now.
Yeah, I think there was a company in Pennsylvania that was already affected by this.
Bad news. Be a real shame if a nuclear plant were to blow up. That'd be unpleasant. You know what else is unpleasant? Counter-Strike.
Cheating in
And
Counter-Strike with Zypher.
I'm not talking about cheating. I'm not talking about people attacking one another's gender and sexuality and mothers. No, I'm talking about malware from the servers.
Counter-Strike 1.6, 39% of all Counter-Strike 1.6 servers have been used to infect players. If you've been playing Counter-Strike and you're on Windows, got some bad news. You've got some
Well,
malware.
it's the old Counter-Strike, which is
Yeah.
no longer supported.
Well, but you can still play it.
Yeah.
Except you shouldn't. Because it's got an exploit in it. Valve's not patched.
And
It
they
can be used
won't.
to install binaries on your computer, which is bad. It's real bad.
I don't think there'll ever be a 1.7. So the fix is never coming.
Uninstall.
Yeah,
Rip.
but the
It's so sad for
malware,
those players.
the whole point of it is to try to get you to join other servers. So it's just serving ads for servers that are monetized. So it's actually a fake server. If you join the fake server, it infects you and then makes you advertise other fake servers, which also put in ads for real servers that they've monetized.
It's almost as horrifying as this random thing that I picked up from the table that at first I thought was a toenail, but I am delighted to learn that it's only hot glue packing material.
Why would
And
there be a
yet,
toenail on
if it
this?
were a toenail, you were happy to manipulate it.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't, there's just no,
There's no Lego Man this week, is what it
I
is.
rolled the dice because it was like, that should not be a toenail, and if it is, I'm gonna have to have a talk with some people. And it wasn't, so it's fine.
Yeah. I would
What?
think our editor wouldn't do that and our interns wouldn't do that, but who knows?
What do you
I've seen
think?
worse.
Is there any better example of a long-suffering piece of software that kind of complains, but just really never, ever like tries to force you to actually buy it?
Think ambivalent is the word that you're looking
It's
for.
like, you really should register this, but you know
Don't
what? I'm
really
not even
care
going to try
anymore.
anymore. And that's WinRAR, of course. But WinRAR has been harboring a dark secret.
WinRAR bug has been actively exploited to install hard-to-detect malware. It has a 19-year-old code execution flaw that has been exploited within days of being discovered. So if you open a rare archive, it might actually extract files to your Windows folder or elsewhere, and you don't necessarily know that it's doing that. It can replace files that are already there, and when you reboot your computer, you're infected.
And all you have to do is open a file. Nothing else has to happen,
And it
so.
doesn't even have to look malicious. It can look like it's just
Yeah.
got some files in it that you want.
And it could still have those files. So you could open it, extract what you want out of it. No, you never know. You never know what's going on. Now, it will not update itself. Part of being so long-suffering and not complaining is you have to do it manually. It doesn't have like an update feature. But if you just go to the website and get the new version, and of course you apply that key that you bought, right?
Yeah, well, everyone's
Super
bought
easy.
the key for
I
WinRAR.
actually have a WinRAR key. It's
Not
only
even joking.
like $10. So come on, you owe. It's like Dwarf Fortress. Just give them $1, man.
Can I
Jesus.
get a bug-free version for that $10? Because
If you'd like to give us a dollar, patreon.com.
that'd be nice. Slash level one.
What you cannot get for $10, at least not from this gentleman, is a password to a streaming site.
Man arrested for selling 1 million Netflix, Spotify, and Hulu passwords. I always say Spotify.
It's
Spotify.
Spotify.
Netflix, Spotify, and Hulu passwords. I'm going to have to go to an enunciation class.
It's Spotify. Your non-regional diction.
So,
None of us
yeah.
have a non-regional diction.
This guy, he's not a master hacker. He is not some sort of criminal mastermind. He went to the big databases, the leaked databases, and he was like, hey, if I just test whether or not these accounts work on all these services, I could probably sell these, right? And that's what he did.
And he found 1 million working accounts.
And he sold them. But
Oops.
that only lasts for so long.
Now it's closing time.
He was probably feeling real good about himself there for a little
Like
while.
the popular song, Closing Time.
I was wondering if that was a reference.
It is a reference. They probably play that
Oh.
song on Spotify.
What band do you think that is, Wendell?
I don't know that was that. No, it's
I actually don't remember the band off the top of my
it's
head.
not Green Day. It's
No.
it's not Green Day. Is it I actually don't remember. I
I don't,
Jim
yeah, it's
Morrison? No.
no.
In fact, he was dead for probably 30 years before that song ever hit the charts. I don't know it either.
That's going to bother me now.
No, that's just pop garbage. You don't need to feel bad about that. Uh-huh. That's a disposable song. All right. This is a long episode.
You're welcome.
If those of you who want more, you got it.
You should give us money because we need it.
Wants a camera?
and me and Ryan are like, we don't really need a camera, but like maybe.
If you eat that thing, I bet they'll give you like.
No. I also want to pick up some dynamic mics instead of these because I think we got the compressor worked out, and now I think the last thing is the mics.
We shouldn't sound probably like marshmallows this week, but who knows? We may sound like something else.
Yeah, it's a mixer that you can save the settings to a file. So I've been trying different settings every week to find the magic butter zone settings.
Speaking of magic, tomorrow will be business and
magic,
social media or robot. I don't remember which one was smaller, but that's going to be magical. So stay tuned for that.
See ya.